Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always go to the Guardian app, and which you can download from TuneIn Radio, and listen to us there on your phone. Or you can go to the website, www.guardiantalkradio.com, and you can live stream us while we are on the air. So tonight in the studio, I have a couple of guests with me, and we are here to speak about the Bahamar Art Program. I know we spoke about the Bahamar Art Program a couple of years ago, and then we went through that wonderful period of not knowing what on earth was going on, and then, hooray, it's open again. And so we're going to revisit sort of the changes that have taken place since all that happened and what's happening over there, because there's actually a lot happening over there. So I'm introducing to the listeners, most of you that listen regularly will know him very well. He was the show's original host. So welcome back, John Cox.
Good evening. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. The creative arts director at Bahamar and also new to, I think, The Blank Canvas. Have you been on the show before?
No,
I think not.
First
no, it's Natasha Vasquez, the creative arts program manager at Bahamar.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Natasha worked at the NAGB for a while. Mm-hmm. You are a volunteer?
I was an intern.
You're an intern.
Yeah.
You're an intern, even better. And wrote actually a lot of really great pieces for the newspapers. If you actually have been reading our culture section in The Guardian, which comes out on Saturdays, you would have read some of Natasha's writing. So I really wanted, let's start off with John, just to really kind of, how was it jumping back in? I mean, I know like we had a lot of conversations about all the exciting stuff you were doing, and mm-hmm. there was so much positive energy, and we were all really excited in the art community because Bahamar was really meaningfully engaging with the art community and spending a lot of money in the art community and branding the hotel with art. And then, you know, what happened. How was it to take the bull back by the horns again? Was there a sense of like, there must have been a sense of trepidation?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have the experience of going through something like everybody that worked there. Everybody was a part of that massive layoff. That's, you know, kind of a blow that you never want to have to go through twice in your life. So, you know, I think our hearts were broken collectively mm-hmm. on that. And there certainly were a lot of hopeful possibilities for the creative community. Mm-hmm. And it's always difficult to be on the edge, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to live with a degree of risk to try new things, especially that haven't yet been defined. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes programs like this would be kind of have a cloud that kind of hovers over them and they kind of get defined, you know, with half of the kind of potential that they could have. And so, you know, the energy that we had with the first team was quite high. I mean, I was just very excited about that on multiple levels because, you know, other than the NAGB, there's not a whole lot of institutions in the country that provide professional opportunity and development for artists or creatives outside of your personal practice being developed or advanced. Mm-hmm. And so Bahamar created an opportunity. And I don't know if the creative, I don't know how much the outside world interpreted this, but it was a meaningful thing for there to be a team of 10 creatives that were getting paid to enable more creatives to do things, to have their work put in context in a stream that maybe yeah. would create a degree of visibility.
Yeah. And being given a lot of responsibility. I mean, one of the people that was on your team now works at the NAGB. And I mean, I know, like, I've spoken to him about what he was doing there. And yeah. for people that were pretty much fresh out of college, it was like a really extraordinary
yeah.
learning experience. And being yeah. put in charge of like a massive, massive project
yeah.
and the level of responsibility of like presentations to the top brass.
Yeah.
That, you know, it can take you 20 years in a career to get to the point where you're in the room with the person who's in charge of a multi-billion-dollar development, making a presentation to that person,
right, and having that kind of having that type of rapport with
yeah,
people and
yeah.
understanding the protocols in this kind of corporate environment, which I know is pretty, you know, not so exciting to the average creative person. Like the corporate world is almost like, you know, the anti. It's like the evil empire that kind of prohibits.
Yeah, well, that's super short thinking because actually every institution is like a corporation
right.
too. So, you know,
exactly.
and again, I mean, when you got offered that job, I remember saying this is going to be great because
yeah.
you're going to be able to go and like have this massive learning curve
yeah.
on how to run a department,
yeah.
which you don't get that experience in many places. So,
yeah. I mean, it's been great because I mean that the thing when the program broke apart, everything that we had done to that point was considered like in the pre-opening phase, right? And so it was a lot of creating systems to curate all these towers. We are curating like hundreds of rooms at the same time in public spaces and developing relationships and trying to balance all of that and maintaining like relations with the artists. And, you know, it's a whole kind of multi-layered kind of thing. But everything was kind of planning to be open. And it's interesting because now that we're back, we're on the flip side of the coin now where, and I think it's almost a bit of a blessing in disguise that things are open, but they're rolling out in a much slower.
Well, you've got like a training period.
So it gives us, it gives us a moment to kind of, understand what we're doing in a different context from what we did before. Right. And so that's what's great about it. I mean, I think that we still have a lot of work to do. I mean, that's obvious, but we have a lot of convincing. We want to restore the faith of the community at large that sometimes when you just bring up the name Bahamar, people are like, oh, I don't know. And is it going to work and all of that stuff? And, you know, and I get that.
Well, again, for you, I mean, you spoke to being heartbroken almost, right?
Yeah. So no,
it's
totally
bit,
heartbroken.
It's a bit like getting back with an ex, right? Like you've been married to this person, something's happened that's broken the trust.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a relationship there and you want to rebuild that. How much effort on your part did it take to be like, I'm going to trust this organization again, especially since the people that opened it? Because again, you know, the NAGB was also very much involved in the beginning of the art program and we were there a lot. And it was a very personal relationship with Sarkis and with Tom Dunlap. And my fear, as it very often happens with creative things, is that, you know, when a new owner comes in, if they don't get the vision that the first owner had, you know, forget it. Because art's always, no one understands why they should spend money on art, period.
Sure.
I could give them 8 billion reasons why they should, but that's not what the show is about.
Right.
So how was it for you to go back? And it turns out Graham Davis actually buys into the vision. But how was it for you to make that commitment and be like, you know, not only am I going back to this relationship that was fractured, but there's actually another person that I have to deal with as well.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I think one of the things dealing with Graham Davis has been nothing but positive so far. He definitely buys into strength of branding in a new way, because I think that there's not a lot of benchmarks around the world where there's significant art and cultural programs connected to resorts like this. But I think it's something that's growing. Right.
Well, Atlantis is starting to do it, which is
good, because it means there's more opportunities for artists. Yeah, right. You go from, you know, I mean, I'm old enough to recognize that 25 years ago, right, there were hardly any openings to go to. There was no place to go to. Now there's too many places to go to, which is kind of like the New York City problem, right?
Exactly.
So it's the cultural, this is be careful what you pray for, because you might get it, right?
Yeah.
So this is
yeah, you know what?
This is a good thing.
As you said, you and I are quite old. The young people like Natasha
has no idea what we're talking about. She's like, 25 years ago.
I know. And she's like, more openings. I want 5 a night.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, I think, you know, coming back to Graham and listening to him talk about what his vision was and how it kind of relates to Sarkis's vision, which is from the standpoint of culture and art quite similar. And that was refreshing to hear. And, you know, the thing is, with a new owner, there's a lot of new design and new ideas that want to get pumped into the place. But you know what? At every point, and, you know, things could change, so you knock on wood when you say it, but at every point where there's redesign, it's new art and it's new Bahamian art.
Right.
It's like, oh, we're redoing some of the Rosewood stuff. Oh, so too bad. We're going to get more artists to do the Rosewood again. And it's like, oh, cool. Like, that's not a bad problem to have, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think, you know, the future of the program is international. So people should not be shocked and disappointed that there is at some point in the foreseeable future, maybe a year or 2 years or 3 years down the road, that we're going to, the residency will open up and there'll be international artists and more artists on the property and, you know, works from artists from all over the world. And I think that's the way it should be.
Of course it is. You know? I mean, we talk about that a lot.
That's a growing pain.
I mean, again, like, of all people as a Bahamian, you know, I understand that we've got to protect our culture. I understand that you want Bahamians to come first and for Bahamians to own businesses and all of that. But we mix up the genuine protectionist things we should have in place with this kind of general fear of the outside. And we really have to work through that. Because, again, we have artists operating on an international level. But sometimes they don't even know it.
Yeah.
So we have someone who, in fact, just went on a residency at the institution to Rome. She went to the Goldsmith Summer Residency and came back, which was an amazing opportunity. And you're meeting, like, these world-class curators. And she came back and she was like, you know what? I'm really glad I went, but now I realize, actually, how great the work we're doing here is.
Yeah. Right.
And how important the work I'm doing right. here is. Because before, there was a bit of this, like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to work here, but eventually I'm going to get a job in a real institution. Do you right. know what I mean? There's a little yeah. bit of that.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a mean way.
No, but I know,
but
I know exactly what you mean.
Sometimes you need to get out there, and you need to put yourself up against, and you have to have international people come down here to hang your work alongside them and say, you know what? And we actually are better.
And you know what, though? I mean, too, right? You want to be on par. I mean, just to sidetrack a little bit, I think Bahamian culture is such that, you know, we celebrate our athletes tremendously, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we really get excited when they do well in international games,
right.
when they're
yeah.
running against people from all over the world yeah. or performing yeah. against people from all over the world. And that's kind of what we want to do.
Of
we want to put
yeah.
Bahamian art at the adult table
yeah.
with other adults from around the world.
And get people excited about it.
And so to say, hey, we're going to send our people there and people are going to be working all over the world who are from the Bahamas and vice versa. Yeah. So it creates this relationship. So, you know, but it does, we have to do the work to secure the confidence of the local creative community to feel like they're not getting undermined
exactly.
when somebody from away comes
yeah,
and
exactly.
says, hey, how you doing? You want to play?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like there's something getting taken away.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think you phrased that very nicely.
Yeah.
So I went to the opening of Bahamara, so I think probably because you invited me. So thank you. And I wrote a little article in
yes, you did.
The other paper. And because I was actually, you know, I just really went to review, you know, got a few emails that were like, I can't believe you supported that, blah. And I was like, listen, I'm here to support art, period.
Right.
You know, whatever else is going on.
Right.
You know, really not my area of expertise. But I think the art program is really well integrated
mm-hmm.
and really feels like it was, again, part of the design process. So you go in and, you know, there's things behind reception or there's things in the casino, and it doesn't sort of feel like, oh yeah, someone came in afterwards and, you know, mm-hmm. with a bucket of nails and just hung some random artwork.
Yep.
And it really feels seamless and part of the structure. You must be very pleased.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, that's nice to hear that, because I mean, it's certainly we take partial responsibility for that, but I think also it has to do, and you have to give kudos to Sarkis for this, because I think the design intent, how that stuff works, is you get all these master architects who design the big structure of Bahamar,
mm-hmm.
and then within it you have interior design companies that come in and say, I'm going to do this lounge or this area or this reception or this whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they all give you what we call decks, right? That just has like all these elevations and footprints and samples of carpet and wallpaper, everything.
And, whatever,
and they say, we have 9 pieces of art that need to go into this place. Can you find within your conversation of Bahamian artists to satisfy these areas? So that was going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
So we were curating these areas years before the property even opened. So I think some of that seamlessness is testament to, I think, how it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
You should too often things here happen. Art is the last thing to enter people's minds.
Exactly.
Let's just put some art on the easel. Let's just slam it on a wall in between windows and
a fire hydrant and a
yeah,
and a, yeah exactly.
Yeah,
and
so
it's again, I thought it was like very well thought out and.
Yeah.
You know, really in certain places, specifically like Three Tides and that the kind of entrance
yeah.
with the wooden structure and Lynn's work, you know, where you really felt like you almost feel like the restaurant was built around the art, which
yeah.
I think is sort of...
I think it. We named, the art department named that restaurant around the three artists who did the work in there. And so the whole...
Stan Burnside, John Beadle, and Antonius Roberts.
John Beadle, yeah, and Antonius. And so it's interesting to see how creativity can be the tail that wags the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of cool to be able to tell that story. I think it's about storytelling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Art is not always about a pure aesthetic kind of experience. It's about like, how important is this? What opportunities do these works give us to learn something more about the culture, which ultimately evolves the experience mm-hmm. for people when
yeah.
they come here.
And so hopefully they'll
yeah.
then ask at reception, where can I see more of this stuff? And
exactly.
they'll go, oh, go down to the NAGB, right?
Yeah.
So that's the plan. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
yeah.
we're listening to John Cox, the creative director at Bahamar. creative arts director, excuse me. We're also joined in the studio with Natasha Vasquez, the creative arts program manager, who we're going to hear from after the break. And we're here to speak about the reborn Bahama Art Program and what that means for our community, our visual culture and creative community here in New Providence and, you know, throughout the Family Islands. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas. We're going to go to a short break. You're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, and we're going to be back shortly.